No, business owners in Glenbey are not happy. They are questioning the lack of water supply that has been affecting their supply over the last couple of days and weeks indeed. Fianna Fáil Councillor Michael Cal has been raising this. Councillor Cal, good morning to you. With a response from Irish Water saying there are issues in the area to do with the reservoir. What has been happening though? What's the level of disruption been like and what period are we talking about here?
Yeah, good morning, Jerry. Good morning to your listeners. For the past couple of weeks now, there have been quite a large number of outages. You know, there's been restrictions, overnight restrictions. It comes on then, depending on what part of the palace you're in, it could be 10, 11, 12, 1 o'clock even in the day, like, which is too late for particularly those that are staying in hotels and guest houses and B&Bs, you know, and holiday homes for that matter, because, you know, visitors, as you know, head off early in the morning after breakfast and they're out for the day touring, etc. Like, you know, so there has been huge problems, Jerry, to be honest, and that's why I called on Ishgeirden, as they're now called, to reimburse people, you know, by giving businesses a substantial reduction in their water bills. People have, you know, this is the tourist season now, and there's only a short period of time for business people to make their money. They'll, you know, pay all bills for the entire 12-month period, and you know, the area has been busy, and it has been an absolute nightmare. Just before I spoke at the meeting of Kerry County Council yesterday, I got a call from one angry accommodation provider. Made that the showers in one of the rooms had broken down as a result of the fact that there was no water coming through, like, you know. And I mean, in this day and age, it's not acceptable to, you know, have such a basic necessity, to be without such a basic necessity. And I asked the council to write to Sharon as well, calling for, you know, that refund or deduction in the water rates.
Yeah, so you think that is the situation that needs to happen here, that people who've been disrupted in tourist season, that they can't obviously charge people are giving refunds, they need to be compensated by Irish Water, Ishgeirden, as they are now?
Yeah, absolutely, but equally so, I believe, you know, in this day and age, we should have an alternative as well when there is a problem in a reservoir, or in our case in both reservoirs in Glenbeigh, at Mountain Stage and at Drown. You know, there should be an alternative to either being able to fill up the existing reservoirs or an alternative water supply, sorry. But in the short term, if people are out of money, are out of pocket, as I keep saying, and which they are, because people left accommodation, people refuse to pay, they refuse to pay for meals, etc., in certain premises as well, and I've been contacted by these people, and they're not telling untruths, and I believe that when you're paying for the service, you should be provided the same as you or I or anybody else going abroad. If you can't shower, if you can't go to the bathroom, or if you can't, you know, get a cup, a glass of water to make or make a cup of tea, for example, I think, you know, you're entitled to some sort of a discount. And, you know, I can understand why people are angry. I can understand why the accommodation providers and the business people are angry. I can also understand why the tourist and the visitor is angry.
Okay, well, why then is there a specific problem with the reservoirs? Does that need to be examined as to why that's happening? Is it a mechanical error? Is it not enough water? Are they not able to deal with capacity issues or what?
Yeah, it was mechanical initially, and I believe it was very delicate as well, because I was told, and this is going back about 2 weeks, was that, you know, the top people in Irish Water, etc., were down, like, to address the problem. So, and this is all after a small fortune being spent on the reservoirs in Glenbeigh, Jerry, may I add. There was a lot of money spent on...
Yeah, that's right, they were improved.
Upgrading them, particularly during the COVID period there. Those guys down from the north, you know, I'm aware of that, and they were down for prolonged periods as well. And it's very disappointing to hear that there's problems there again today. Like, you know,
so it's not to do with water levels, it's to do with something mechanical, you think, and you want to know more about that.
The mechanical led to the water levels dropping in when they dropped in, and then the fine burst of weather and all the use.
Put pressure on. Yeah.
Put pressure on, and they didn't get a chance to refill, and that's why there was restrictions overnight, etc. But it was a nightmare for locals and tourists alike.
Okay, all right, so more answers needed on that front in terms of it, and compensation for those who are, businesses are affected by it.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
And you're hoping that you'll get those answers sooner rather than later.
Exactly, and that's why I raised it as well at the meeting yesterday, Charlie.
Okay, all right, Michael, listen, that's where we'll leave it. Thanks a million for talking to us about that in the programme. That's Councillor Michael Cahill there with questions about, I suppose, how the reservoirs are running that service the area in Glenbey there, and compensation for businesses who were affected by the disruption and the fact that water wasn't available for their guests, particularly, I suppose, in the summer period.